Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
In a move that may have surprised some, the Cody School Board has given Superintendent Ray Schulte his walking papers. No explanation was given, and none was required, as part of Schulte's contract contains a no-cause stipulation. Schulte was hired in 2013. His current contract will run through the 2021 school year. He says he intends to stay on through the end of the contract. When asked about the termination, Schulte would only say he and the board had differences of opinion. Not enough skiers. Sleeping Giant Ski Resort has announced they will curtail winter operations after the current season has ended. Yellowstone Recreation's founder manager Amy Woods announced the board of directors' decision with tremendous sadness and sorrow yesterday. Improvements to the hill, lifts, and lodge have not been enough to attract the necessary number of skiers and snowboarders to make the hill economically viable. Sleeping Giant has been operating at a loss of about $200,000 a year.
Drive safe. Keep back from the snowplow's track. Challenges are created when motorists share the road with snowplows. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. When you encounter a snowplow, be visible. Turn on your headlights. Slow down. Keep to the right side of the road. Don't pass. It's safer behind the plow. Be cautious. Plows create snow clouds. Watch for flashing yellow and blue lights. Stay back. The snowplow operator will let you pass. Drive safe this winter, and please buckle up.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A former Jackson Hole High School student facing two counts of felony sexual assault charges will not be allowed to move to Florida to finish high school. The 18-year-old, who is being referred to only by his initials RCR, appeared Tuesday morning in Teton County Circuit Court with his attorneys. They asked Judge James Ratta to allow their client to move in with his grandparents in Florida and to enroll in a high school there. One of the conditions of the suspect's bail was that he not attend Jackson Hole High School. His defense lawyer pointed out that the defendant's brother had left the school due to ongoing harassment. The prosecution strongly protested, arguing they were not dealing with a juvenile case, but that the individual is being charged as an adult on two first-degree charges. He argued that he had already received leniency as he had been allowed house arrest rather than waiting for trial in jail. He added that if the defendant wanted to finish high school, there are other ways for him to do that. The judge agreed, and the move is being denied. Teton County School District Information Coordinator Charlotte Reynolds said the school district doesn't have an online degree program, but there are ways for students to get online schooling through Virtual 307, a statewide K-12 online class option. A 23-year-old Cheyenne man was sentenced yesterday in Laramie County Court to 65 days in jail and 1 year of probation for a crash that killed his 18-year-old passenger. Authorities say Lane Carter was driving about 90 miles per hour, 35 miles per hour over the posted limit when he rolled his SUV on an unpaved stretch of County Road 212 east of Egbert on March 18th of 2018. Carter's passenger, Destiny Marin, was partially ejected from the SUV and died at the scene. She was reportedly wearing a seatbelt but had the shoulder belt tucked behind her. Carter was given 5 days credit for time served. If he violates the terms of his probation, once he's released from jail, he faces an underlying sentence of 300 days in jail.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.